Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 3rd, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of each month, and it's designed specifically to assist our Moore Success Team associates who are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. To introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum Council member, $500,000 ring earner, and the leader of our Moore Success Team now for over 30 years, and that is my dad, Mr. Ken Moore.
Randy, what exciting times it is with Legal Shield. I'm telling you, and by the way, we are recruiting was up again this month from a year ago. We had a great increase this whole year. Our recruiting has been fabulous, considered for last year, and better than it's been in the last 5 to 6 years. So everything's moving our way. We just need to stay on board, and we got a great trainer today. I mean, this lady is top-notch, and I've been there 32 years. She's right on the top of the list. So take your pencil, take your pad, get ready, and before I even say her name, get registered for our convention, get registered for the Moore deal. The convention's in March. The Moore Success Team Retreat is in January. We'll tell you more about that later, because right now, this time, is none other than executive director. She's a wife, a mother, three adult girls, specializes in business solutions. She's on special forces, has reached platinum four, my Lord, received multiple induction awards. She's on a broker council. She recruits sales professionals, employee benefit brokers, none other than our very own Miss Deanne DeBell.
Good evening, Mr. Moore.
Glad to have you, young lady. Very happy.
Well, thank you so much for the invite. I am humbled to be asked to be on the call tonight, but I'm excited too. Just a little quick story about me, and then I'll dive in. I started Legal Shield about 13 years ago. September was my anniversary, and I just worked it very part-time. At the time, I was a court reporter and owner of a court reporting firm, very, very busy with that, and I also managed 94 condo units in Park City, Utah. And I just, Legal Shield was blessing our life, prepaid legal back then, kind of just paying off the credit cards. You know, what I'd make with prepaid legal, I'd pay off those credit cards. And that really blessed our lives at that time. And I was opening some accounts. I was attracted to the business solutions division. I grew up labeled as shy. And so it was very difficult for me to do the networking side of the company. But I was a business owner and involved in the business arena, and so I was definitely attracted to that. And I still am. I'm wired for that. I'm membership driven. As much as I try to network, I'm just not great at that, except in the business solutions arena with insurance agents, brokers, professional sales, and that arena. So maybe eventually my wiring will switch and I'll start more in the networking side, but for now, I'm still so wired in the business solutions side. So about 52 months in, I was performance qualified for about 52 months, and I had a neck injury, and that put me out. I was in so much pain that I just couldn't meet with people. You know, when your voice is shaking and you're in agony. So I used up all my warm market, I felt, at that time. Of course, we never use up our warm market. I've learned now. But it put me out of the business for about a year or so. And then when I came back in and dove in, I found that I was having some struggles. Even though I was going to the trainings and, you know, trying to open accounts and all of that, I was struggling. And I remember that Brenda Anderson from Arizona came to Utah as a Super Saturday guest. And at a dinner the night before, I asked her about the struggles I was having in my business solutions business. And she told me something that I'll never, ever, ever forget. She told me that it's not my season yet. She said, my season will come, but I had to be patient and prepare for that. And that helped me so much to realize that, you know, when we're struggling or we just can't break through that next wall and everything, that, you know what, it's just not our season. It will come. And I thought a lot about that. And then in listening to Jim Rohn again, just recently, the philosophy of the seasons has been on my mind. So I wanted to kind of go over that. So the seasons, one thing to know about the seasons is that you can't change them. They are set. You can only change yourself. And life in our business solutions arena is like the changing of the seasons. So we learn how to survive the winter. And there are all kinds of winters, a calendar winter, seasonal winter, financial winter, social, personal winter in our even networking and B2B business. Some are long, some are short, some are easy, and some are tough. They always come right after the harvest, the fall. We cannot rearrange the coming of the winter, but we can get stronger, wiser, better, so we can survive better. And this is all from Jim Rohn. We learn how to survive the next winter. I liken this at the time of my neck injury. You know, that was my winter at that time, and I've had many, many others since. One of my winters was when my husband lost his job after 22 years. I really had to boost my Legal Shield business at that time, and that definitely has blessed our life. Another winter that we've gone through was moving across the country two times in a year, moving to Indiana and being blessed by that. And the struggle, though, having to start a new market there, get to know people and start opening accounts there. And then moving back to Utah and the struggles with that. Blessing again, but there's struggles involved with that. So things happen in our lives that may slow us down. Some things are out of our control and other things we could have prevented, but we learn from all of those things and we learn to prepare for the next winter. And then we have the spring. Spring is called opportunity. It's not a guarantee of a harvest, but if we take advantage of the spring and we run and we work and we read every book, we take advantage of the day, opportunity to turn things around. In business, we create an artificial spring. It takes 90 days and make all the contacts you can. We must hurry because it's a short season. Learn to appreciate opportunity and take advantage of it. Spring is a window of opportunity. In business solutions, our spring is contacting decision makers and business owners. Get as many appointments as we can. Learn our ratio. How many contacts does it take to set a DM meeting? How many DM meetings does it take to get a yes? How many enrollment meetings based on number of employees does it take to be ED? And with practice, we get better at our numbers and ratio. I feel like we're in a spring season right now because we have so much energy with approaching our 2020 vision and, you know, just building as fast as we can and gearing up for more enrollments than we've ever had before. It's an exciting time this spring that we have. And then we have the summer that comes after the spring. We must nourish our values and protect during the summer. Nourish like a mother and protect like a father, Jim Rohn says. We have opposites in conflict, vying for the territory. Light without the darkness. It wouldn't be light without the darkness. The darkness is important so that we know that there is light. The darkness always tries to come in. And sometimes we even sabotage our own best interests. Could you win if you couldn't lose? We wouldn't call it winning if we weren't able to lose. Would there be a positive without a negative? Learn to play this game and work the positive forces to go against the negative forces. We have to fight. We have to nourish our business, such as we don't want to neglect a new account or an old account. We must care for it and protect it like a father, protect our business. What is that voice in ourselves that says you're too short, you're not smart enough, you're not ambitious enough? Why would you think it will work for you? What makes you think you can do it? What is that voice inside our head that goes on and talks us down? Let winning drive out losing. Let positive drive out negative. You have to get in the contest, and that creates the adventure that we're on. You have to understand the highs and the lows, overcome the evil, put evil in its place, stand guard at the door of your mind, and don't become a victim of yourself. Jim Rohn also says, be aware of the thief in your mind that is after your promise. I love that. So our summer might be servicing our accounts, being in contact with our decision makers, payroll reps, business owners, answer our phone calls and emails promptly from them and handle every problem quickly. I had to learn that. I used to let problems kind of sit there and kind of hope they go away. Guess what? They don't go away. But I found that if I handle them quickly and accurately and timely, then it's not on my mind and it's not stressful. So handle all those problems that come up, because they will come. You will have problems and solutions to solve. In my early years in Legal Shield, I would just roll over and accept things that happened in my business. Now that I have more posture, I fight for my business. This is my income, feeding my family, blessing my family. I've got to fight for it. Why work hard for something and then not fight for it in the long haul, the life of that account or that member? Go to every training you can get to. We just got back from New Orleans, and the training we received there from many, many trainers, it was magnificent, but from Melissa Wilder and Jimmy Parrish, I just try to learn as much as I can from those two especially, and others in the Business Solutions Division. We were taught the nuts and bolts of our business, and I'm confident that I came back from that, and it has helped my business already. And then we have the season of the harvest. It's in due time, when it's time. You have to develop patience so that when it's time, it will come. You have to be patient because it doesn't always come when we think it's going to come. But man, when that harvest happens, it's wonderful and it's plentiful. We can't be impatient. You have to plant, wait, give care and protection, wait some more. In due season when it's ready, time for you, either financially, personally, economically, in our business, the harvest will come. Run the race, and the prize will be yours. Don't faint. If you're there ready after this activity of summer, nourishing and protecting, wisely use the resources when your harvest comes. Don't blow it all. Use it all. Wise use of all your resources. You must take the years of plenty and don't use it all up. Get ready for the next 7 years of famine to prepare for the next famine. I sometimes call our business solutions arena wait marketing. I'm sure many of you have heard that term. We have to wait for a decision maker to finally agree to a decision maker meeting. We wait for the decision maker to say yes or go up the chain to other decision makers for that yes. We wait for the right time for enrollment. There's some accounts that I've waited years for them to say yes, and when they do, that is the harvest. So if we can wait it out, it will be well worth the wait. What will it take for you to quit? In my business, B2B career, and I'm sure as yours as well, if you haven't been through some of these things, hang on, because you will have these things happen. You'll have accounts that will cancel, members who cancel, enrollment meetings with zero who enroll, accounts taken from you. They're not really your accounts. They're corporates, but you baby them like they're your accounts. Broker relationships that don't work out. You'll have times where you work so hard and you have a lot of production, and then you're unintentionally looked over for recognition. Would that put you out of the game? You'll have team and upline who want you to be a networker, but you're not wired for that. You want to do the B2B division. And you'll have problems to solve and days where you make 100 dials and you don't set one meeting. However, if you hang in there and don't quit, the wait will be well worth it. What I know is this. If you move through the seasons, survive the winter, take advantage of the opportunity in the spring, and hurry, nourish and protect in the summer, your harvest will be incredible and well worth the patience and the wait. I've experienced this many times in my business. I know that another winter will come, and I need to prepare for that now. And I encourage all of you to do the same. Don't get frustrated, and do not ever, ever quit. I'm so grateful that I did not quit when I had my neck injury and when other things happened in our lives. Legal Shield has blessed our life to where we are debt-free, except for a little bit of a house payment left. But we have savings and investments now that help us be worry-free. The freedom to do what I want on my own timeline is incredible. And I'm looking forward to the future and the 2020 vision of Jeff Bell. If you are struggling right now and feel like you've hit a brick wall, just remember that it's not your season yet. However, your season will come. And I'll just turn the time back over to you, Mr. Moore.
Great job, Deanne. I want to turn it to Randy at the moment. You're just a wonderful lady. Randy?
Yes, if you don't mind, we may have a question or two from some of our associates out in the field. Would that be okay, Mr. Bell?
Sure, that'd be fine.
All right. We've got about 10 or 15 minutes here. Let's go out to Mr. David Peterman, a Millionaire Club member from Oklahoma. He'll be our special guest speaker on the next call. David, are you on?
Absolutely. Deanne, great job. I've listened to Jim Rohn multiple times in his four seasons. You did a good job with that. And, boy, how apt in what we do here with Legal Shield and in those seasons and what we have to be in. So we just appreciate what you do. What are you finding, if I may ask, and especially with your qualifications and what you've done and that kind of thing, what do you lead with usually when you're setting up with a decision maker or trying to get to that decision maker? Are you leading with the legal plans or the ID Shield or a combination of those? I mean, I just am curious as to what's getting you the quickest, yes, come in and give me information.
Sure. Well, I call myself the queen of cold calling. It doesn't bother me a bit to call into companies. I feel like they have a responsibility to look at other benefits and add great benefits if they're employee friendly. So I really just, introduce myself and say, I'm Deanne DeBell, benefit specialist with Legal Shield, and I help companies across the nation with a benefit that, great thing is, there's no cost to your company. However, it will help your employees be less stressed, more focused, more productive as we help them guard against identity theft and legal issues. So I bring both of them into that conversation. But I don't stop after legal issues, because whatever you stop on, they're going to focus on. So after legal issues, I just go into the reason for my call is that, help them with identity theft and legal issues. It would only take a 15-20 minute meeting to go over the benefit, see if it's a fit there. How is Tuesday 2:00? And I just guide into that appointment and what fits into my schedule. And so I just move through that paragraph, and I have a pretty good success rate of setting appointments with that. But I always talk about both.
Okay. Excellent. Well, yeah, I appreciate that. And obviously, you've built a tremendous belief. I mean, in the product and service and ability we have to deliver it and what the fact that they need it, and you're being a help to them. So that posture that you go in with, I mean, we just appreciate you being on the call. It's a great, good job tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, David, thank you very much. Let's go out to the state of Arizona and Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
Yes, I am.
We have Miss Linda Bowden on.
Yes, hi, Linda.
Yes, hi, how are you? Oh, I love to hear you talk about things that are just so real in our business. as far as calling companies, because I think that's fantastic, I want to piggyback just a little bit on what David was saying. What are your ratios? Do you know about how many calls you make to get an appointment?
Well, every day is different, of course.
Right.
When you first start out, it's not going to be as good as, after you've done it quite a while.
Right.
Quite a while. But if I can get a hold of that decision maker,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty positive. That's one of the hardest things, I think, is just getting a hold of that person, because you're getting their voicemail, most of the time. So finally, when you get a hold of that person, then I would say now, when I started, it was maybe 1 out of 10, maybe I would set an appointment. Now it's pretty good. I would say about half the time I'll set an appointment. The other half, it's maybe I didn't set an appointment, but I'll set an appointment in the future because I asked for permission to call them at a different time. and I answer some objections that they have, and but I always keep it open so that I can contact them later. And then they promise, and I ask them, you know, great, when I call you next quarter, at that time, would we be able to set an appointment? And then when I call them next quarter, I remind them that we spoke last quarter. They gave me permission to call now. And they also said that at this time, they'd be able to set an appointment. So how is Tuesday 2 o'clock? So I hold them accountable for what they said that and promised that they would do. So down the road, I'll set that appointment as well.
That's fantastic, and it's good to give those numbers, and actually those numbers are very good because a lot of times what I found, especially people if they're newer, you know, the phone is like a 1,000-pound brick, and some people are a little bit nervous about the phone, you know, and it does take diligence. You can't just make 10 calls in a day and expect to write a lot of groups. So one more question maybe to piggyback on a paint a bigger picture. Once you do talk, okay, let's say you call and you finally get the decision maker on the phone. I'm assuming you call different times of the day, and probably first thing in the morning is probably best, would be my guess. After you talk to them, and let's say they delay you, you know, this quarter isn't good, you know, we've already made our decisions what we're going to do, and you said, fine, I'm going to give you a call in 2 or 3 months. Whatever you decide on, do you do any kind of a follow-up email or a note or anything right after you have that conversation?
I don't. I'll just put them in my, you know, whatever month's, you know, file to call them back then. And I've learned to make very detailed notes as well. So that if they said, oh, we're changing our electronic enrollment portal, this is a busy time, or just whatever they say, then I have it in my notes, and then that is warmer when I call back because I'll use that.
Are they surprised when you remember so much? Because that's really good that you do that, everybody, that she's taking notes. That's excellent. And when you feedback that information to them, I bet you they're pretty surprised that you remembered.
They are, and it just works. It's just a connection. Oh, yeah, that's right. We were busy with that last quarter. Okay. And then that gives me confidence and even a better leg to stand on when I can use, well, at that time when we spoke, you said that when I call you back now, we'd be able to set an appointment. Well, of course, I remembered this about them. So I also remembered that they promised that we could set an appointment now. So that has really, really worked for me. Now, if they want me to email information, so I don't use an email, you know, at that time, but if they ask for an email with information and I just can't get around it and can't go through that objection because they're really stuck on that email being sent to them,
right.
I really just use that same script because I tell them, yeah, I'm happy to send you an email. It'll have my contact information and just a quick summary. And then on Thursday, like I give them 2 days, on Thursday, can I follow up on the email? And at that time, would we be able to set an appointment? And they always say yes. So then in my email, I just put, you know, nice speaking with you today. We help companies across the nation with a benefit, no cost to your company, help your employees be less stressed, more focused, more productive, as we help them guard against identity theft and legal issues. I look forward to calling you on Thursday. And that's it. And then when I call them on Thursday, I'll ask if they got the email, and they'll say, yeah, I did, but guess what? 100%, well, maybe 99.99% of the time, they have not looked at the email. And so I just hold them to what they said they do. I said, well, you know, I know you're really busy, but on Tuesday you said that when I call you today, we'd be able to set a meeting. How is next Tuesday at 3 o'clock or whatever? So I just, again, hold them to what they're going to do because you can keep stretching that out, giving them time to read the email, but they never will. I mean, that's been my experience is that it's very, very rare that they will even look at your email because they get 200 or more a day. That's just my style. Everyone's different, but that has worked for me.
Oh, no, yeah. I think that's fantastic. And there's so much wisdom in not giving them all the information that they want until they see you. There's just
right.
so much wisdom in that. It's just spoon-feeding them and just giving them a little bit because, you know, you sound like me. I'm an in-person person. You know, it's I want to get in front of them in person. I don't want to send them all the information and have them make a decision on written print. They need to meet me first. So fantastic.
Right.
Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much, Linda. I think we have time for maybe one more. Let's go out to the state of Oklahoma and a Millionaire Club member, Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you in speaker mode?
Yes, I'm on.
All right, sir. Do you have a question or comment for Ms. DeBell?
Yes. First of all, Deanne, that was a super job, young lady.
Thank you, Mr. Pinson.
Oh, you're very welcome. I was wondering, what type of groups are you having most success with? And the ones that you're more successful with, like manufacturing plants, hospitals, and what's one key thing that you're doing to get in the door?
Well, I really do love right now the technology companies.
Uh-huh.
I have some new ones launching that they're tech. They're all online. And when I met with the decision maker, I just showed him the app and how to use it. And he said, yep, let's do it. So I love that we have the apps and I can meet with those techie companies and they get it. They're kind of those younger millennials in a lot of those techie companies, and that's their world, is the new app.
Right.
I also love the blue-collar field, you know, paycheck-to-paycheck guys, because I feel, and girls and guys, I feel like they need it more than anybody else. They're the ones that, you know, have never had the funds available when they're treated unfairly. And if I can get that message across, then I have pretty good enrollment. And a lot of those I've found are paid weekly. So when you put the weekly amount on that enrollment flyer, it's so affordable. It's so affordable anyway, but when you break it down to weekly, I just have really, really good enrollments with those. And they keep it. So thank you for your question.
Well, thank you. That was a great answer. Continued success.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Harold. Thank you very much. Mr. Bell, we appreciate you being our special guest speaker tonight. You've always been such a wonderful producer on our team. You're just so professional. And I know you took some special time to prepare tonight, and we just want to thank you so much for being part of this experience for our team.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mr. Moore. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I'll turn the call back over to Mr. Moore.
Oh, what great insight, what great information. I hope everybody took notes. I hope they listened very carefully to what you had to say. If they do, it'll put dollars in their pocket and might make them feel pretty good inside, too. Great job, young lady, great job. And, of course, you know Miss Melissa Wilder. She's going to be here in Ada this weekend, Thursday and Friday, doing a group in CDL school, and it's free. So what would you suggest, people come or stay away?
Oh, if they can make that, they need to do it. Absolutely.
You know, I think it's going to be a great time, and I had a long talk with Jeff Bell and talked to him in the notion of having a school like this, because I think it's so important. I know that online is great and we can tie it all together, but I still think, kind of like Linda said, face-to-face and spending more time about the product in a group meeting like she will be doing everything, I personally think that's a great way to go and then tie the modern technology with it, and I think you got a winning team every time. We want to thank you. We're proud that you're on our team. We appreciate you very, very, very much. And I'm sure it won't be long till you'll be not only the Millionaire Club, but you're wearing a $250,000 ring the way you're going. God bless you, and thank you for being on the call tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate that. And I just thank the Moore team for all of the counsel and mentoring, and you guys are awesome. Thank you.
You do have a great day. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the next call, Mr. David Peterman, and there's no more dedicated person than David and Gene Peterman in Legal Shield are on our team, and he'll be doing a great job. And again, one more time, CDL school Friday evenings, group school Thursday and Friday morning, and Super Saturday on Saturday right here in Oklahoma. So if you're in walking distance or riding distance or whatever, we'd like to see you there. I know there's already 200 people registered for that day, and we look for another 100 there. So come on, get in on the fun, get knowledge, put money in your pocket. If you're a married man and make your wife happy, she can go to Walmart and shop all she wants to with what you make. God bless you. We listen for you at 9 o'clock. God, family, Legal Shield.
Good night, everyone.